It's now time for tonight's post-game coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton is a 1992 Davidson College graduate. He can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Call Ashton, 704-696-2424. The Wildcats back in the winner's circle. And here to talk about it, Coach Bob McKillop. Congratulations, Coach. I know you're proud of that one.
John, that's a terrific win for our program. Absolutely a sensational win for our program. Couldn't be more pleased with our guys.
Coach, your defense in the game, I thought, was one of the certain keys to victory.
You know, we struggled early in the first half in the paint. And the assistant coaches got together as I was talking to the team and opted to go into a strategy defensively that paid big dividends for us in the second half. I thought the front court players, with the absence of Will McGarity, I thought the front court players were sensational.
McGarity played first half, 13 minutes, not second half. Ill?
Yeah, he got banged up pretty good. He got banged up.
Coach, we're
pretty banged up. I don't know. Our fans probably don't know this, but Jack broke his nose Monday in practice. Rusty Regal wasn't here tonight because he had the flu. John Axel was not in practice the last 2 days. And how he was able to go up and down the court for 35 minutes with the flu for the last 2 days. So it's been a pretty challenging couple of days for us.
4-14 to Kavanaugh. Defense against a very good player was excellent.
You know, I think the world of Tyler Kavanaugh. He's capable of being player of the year in his conference, and he struggled to shoot the ball tonight, which is very unusual for him. He's a sensational player.
Coach, I thought, Jack, you always wonder, how's a player going to play with a broken nose, with a mask? I thought Jack was very aggressive attacking the basket and had a nice game.
Well, I thought his decision-making was extraordinary. You look at his stat line, John. He had 21 points, 3 assists, no turnovers, and 9 rebounds. And I think that he played a very, very good game defensively as well. You don't see any stats on that one, but he played a terrific game defensively.
Peyton Aldridge, of course, 11 points in the first half. In the second half, 16. He just can score in so many different ways.
Yeah, and you know, what was really such a joy for me was to see the way Jack and the way John Axel got him open. Mm-hmm. You know, they broke down our offense and did some of these freelance things on their own that freed up Peyton for that 1-3 he got here in the corner, another one on a drop down there in this right in front of our bench, and that was just great creative work on the part of Jack and John Axel.
Coach, I know you're also tickled to death to get Nathan Ekwu back on the court.
Yeah, his energy was great. You know, you can see his timing's not there. His effort was extraordinary, and for a guy who has not played in 2 months, month and a half, to contribute like he did tonight, absolutely a joy. And you know, to see Jordan Watkins play like he did, and Oscar and Andrew play like they did, those four guys off the bench were pivotal for us tonight. With Rusty not being here, with Dushan being out, with Will being out, they were absolutely pivotal for us.
We talked in the pregame, and a couple of the keys. Their three-point shooting in the game was 7 of 22, and rebounding, the rebounding battle was just about even. So what do you think about those two areas?
Well, I thought the three areas, John, with the three-point shot, we held them to 31%, which is great. I thought our rebounding, we missed it by two, but the 39-37 against a team that was decisively bigger than us, and especially with Will McGarity out of there. And then I thought our offense had to be good, and we shot 41% from the floor, not great. But we did get to the line 20 times, and we did convert on 17 of them. So there are a lot of pieces that were fit together tonight to get this victory.
It was an absolute big win for Davis, and you were tied with George Washington in the conference standings coming in. So you, 5 more conference games. So every game is a big game in this league down the stretch. And after the game, a team that had a lot of adversity. What did you say to them?
Just how proud I was of their performance tonight. Their backs were against the wall. You know, we didn't have the greatest Davidson crowd here. They had injuries to their teammates, to their friends, and they responded with tremendous resilience and toughness. I couldn't be more proud of this performance that they had tonight.
Well, it was a fantastic win, Coach, over George Washington, a team that beat you up there by 4 points. So a good win for Davidson here at home tonight. So congratulations.
Thank you, John.
Coach Bob McKillop talking about tonight's game. Davidson wins it 74-63 over the Colonials of George Washington.